The late author Robert Jordan has been described as the American Tolkien, as in J.R.R. Tolkien of Lord of the Rings. Jordan's fantasy series Wheel of Time spans a whopping 14 books. It's about a group of farmers swept up in a cosmic battle between good and evil. And now, it's a show on Amazon Prime, starting today. And here now's own bibliophile, Alexander Turk, tells us how Wheel of Time became a story in the first place.
Each of the 14 books in the Wheel of Time series begins with these words.
The Wheel of Time turns, and ages come and pass, leaving memories that become legend. Legend fades to myth, and even myth is long forgotten when the age that gave it birth comes again.
In Robert Jordan's world, time is circular and cyclical. The dragon, humanity's messiah, is reborn again and again whenever the world needs them. The series has also been reborn into a multi-million-dollar Amazon show. The Wheel of Time was originally the daydream of an engineer-turned-writer. His pen name was Robert Jordan, and he had just returned from Vietnam.
I met Robert Jordan because I was looking for writers, as an editor does.
Harriet McDougall is an editor and co-founder of Tor Books. She gave Jordan his first contract, and a couple of historical novels, Conan the Barbarian stories, and a marriage later, Jordan was ready.
It was after that that he revealed the Wheel of Time idea and wanted a contract. He was, of course, my husband, and I was the editor-in-chief. I couldn't give him a contract.
Tor's publisher, Tom Doherty, not only gave him a contract, but was so taken with Jordan's vision that he asked him for a six-book series. When Jordan handed McDougall the draft of the first book, The Eye of the World, he had rewritten it 27 times.
The first third was so impressive. I called Tom Doherty and said, "You have to read this one." And he said, "Yeah, why?" Anyway, I said, "You have to read this one because either I have fallen into the wife trap and think his work is wonderful, or this book is absolutely wonderful." So he said, "All right." And the minute he read it, he agreed.
Over the next 4 years, Jordan would weave five more books of plots and prophecies. He wrote in odd spurts, day and night, often turning to his wife for inspiration.
It wasn't just the heroines. He said that when I said, "You've forgotten to take the garbage out," that I inspired some of his darkest villains of the female persuasion.
But as the sixth book approached, Jordan realized he needed more time.
Well, what he said was, "It's not ending in six books, and how many will it be?" I don't even remember what he answered. It was just going to be more books.
Six became 11, and the fans rejoiced, but how would this all end? Jordan always said that he knew what the very last scene would be when he wrote the very first scene. All that was left was to write it.
Like a lot of Wheel of Time fans, my emotions regarding the series just run the gamut.
That's Brandon Sanderson, the award-winning author of his own fantasy books. He remembers what it was like to be a Wheel of Time fan in the late 90s.
Anytime someone mentioned Robert Jordan's name, we would raise our fists to the air and be like, "Finish the books!" Yet, at the same time, this was the defining book series of my youth and even my journeyman era as a writer. And so there's a lot of emotion wrapped up in there. And then he got sick.
In 2006, on the cusp of starting that last volume, Jordan announced that he had heart disease. Still, Jordan thought he could finish the series.
And he was very positive, and then he was gone.
A year later, Jordan died. He was 58. Sanderson posted a moving eulogy online that caught Harriet McDougall's eye.
I called Doherty, who was Brandon's publisher, and said, "Send me a book."
Sanderson flew to Charleston to meet with McDougall. She had picked Sanderson to finish her husband's great work.
Picked me up herself from the airport, took me to her house where she had a spare bedroom that I was going to stay in. And we walked in the door and she said, "Oh, I have some dinner that I fixed earlier. Do you want me to warm some up for you?" And I said, "Actually, I'd like the ending, please." And she laughed and she handed it to me.
Sanderson agreed to complete the series in three books. Not one. In 2013, A Memory of Light, the 14th and final book in the Wheel of Time series, was in readers' hands.
Wheel of Time, to me, is about community and the stories that the community tells one another to reinforce and strengthen us.
Almost 50 years ago, Robert Jordan took up writing. His stories of honor and myth inspired readers like Sanderson, pushing them to write their own stories. Now it's their turn to inspire another generation.
In one age, called the Third Age by some, a wind rose in the mountains of mist. The wind was not the beginning. There are neither beginnings nor endings to the turning of the Wheel of Time. But it was a beginning.
For Here and Now, I'm Alexander Turk.